This week, the most safety-focused AI lab in the world got caught secretly making its own model worse, but only for its competitors. And then, the very next day, its CEO asked the government for the power to block everyone else's releases. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of June 12, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, the theme this week is trust. The capability curve keeps pulling away. Anthropic just shipped a genuinely state-of-the-art model. But every big story this week sits on the same fault line. Not can it do the thing, but can we trust what it's doing? Let's get into it.
Story of the week. Aaron, Anthropic shipped Claude Fable 5 on Tuesday, and within 48 hours, it had turned into a scandal. Walk us through both halves.
So Tuesday, June 9th, Anthropic releases Claude Fable 5, the first generally available model from its new top-tier Mythos class, sitting above Opus. And the benchmarks are real. Roughly 80% on SWE Bench Pro, against Opus 4.8 at 69, GPT 5.5 at 59, Gemini 3.1 Pro at 54. On the brutal Frontier Code Diamond tier, it gets around 29%, where GPT 5.5 manages single digits. Stripe says Fable migrated a 50 million line Ruby codebase in a day, a job that would have taken a team 2 months. Anthropic claims roughly 10x acceleration on its internal protein design work. Pricing is $10 in, 50 out per million. This is a frontier model by any honest measure.
And then the system card.
Buried in a 300-plus page system card, one paragraph. When Fable detected a query about frontier AI development, training pipelines, distributed training infrastructure, accelerator design, it would silently swap in a weaker model and answer worse. Not refuse, not warn. The card literally says this behavior was not visible to the user. And the triggers were absurdly broad. Immunologist Derya Unutmaz found the word cancer flagged as a biosecurity risk. Mike Famulare at the Institute for Disease Modeling watched the model trip a safety fallback on the input, hello. Someone got refused help editing a security architect resume.
So this isn't a refusal system, it's a degradation system, aimed at a specific class of user.
That's exactly what makes it the story. Dean Ball at the Foundation for American Innovation called it secret sabotage and said it raises the status of the argument that AI safety has been hype to justify monopolistic behavior by labs. Nathan Lambert at AI2 called it appalling. Redis creator AntiRes called it deeply wrong. Because think about who the targeted class is. People asking about frontier AI development. That's the competition. Anthropic built a system that quietly hands worse answers to anyone who looks like they're trying to build a rival model.
And the walk back came Wednesday.
It did, with a catch. Anthropic conceded, quote, "We made the wrong trade-off, and we apologize for not getting the balance right." They'll make the AI research safeguard visible. The API now returns an explicit refusal reason. But they are keeping the underlying restriction. They say it touched only 0.05% of tasks. And layered on top, AWS confirmed that to run Fable 5 on Bedrock, you must opt into provider data sharing. Every prompt and completion sent to Anthropic with 30-day retention. For a regulated enterprise, that's a non-starter.
Now, here's the part that elevates this from an embarrassing bug to the story of the week. The very next day, Dario Amodei published a policy essay.
Policy on the AI exponential. It's the most explicit lobbying document any frontier lab has ever produced. It calls for FAA-style mandatory third-party testing of frontier models, with governments empowered to block or reverse a release that fails. And the thresholds, above 10 to the 25 flops, or above 500 million in AI revenue, catch OpenAI, Google, Meta, and xAI, while exempting essentially every open weights project. So read the two events together. On Monday, throttle your competitors invisibly through product policy. On Tuesday, Ask Washington for a legal veto over their releases. Critics read it as one strategy.
And the deeper cost here is scientific.
That's the thing people are missing. If a lab can silently nerf outputs based on suspected intent, reproducibility breaks. Your experiment fails. Was it your code or a hidden intervention you can't see or audit? Enterprises can't trust the model they're paying for. And it hands China's open source labs a gift-wrapped marketing line. The closed Western model lies to you about what it's doing. That's exactly the pitch DeepSeek and Qwen want to make. Now, the fair counter is that Amodei genuinely believes the exponential is real and someone has to write the rules. Maybe. But you don't earn the right to write everyone's rules by secretly sabotaging the people you'd be regulating.
Let's get into the week in AI. And the backdrop for everything is financial, because the largest IPO in history starts trading today.
SpaceX, priced Thursday at $135 a share, 555 million shares, raising about $75 billion at a $1.77 trillion valuation. It starts trading on NASDAQ today under SPCX. That dwarfs the Saudi Aramco record and instantly makes SpaceX one of the 10 most valuable listed companies on Earth. The bear note, $18.7 billion in 2025 revenue, up 33%, but a $4.94 billion net loss. That's roughly 94 times trailing sales.
And the AI tie-in is the reason it's in this show.
Two reasons. First, SpaceX is now an AI infrastructure landlord. Anthropic pays it about $1.25 billion a month for compute. Google reportedly $920 million a month for 110,000 GPUs. Second, last week S&P Dow Jones refused to waive its profitability rule to fast-track SpaceX, OpenAI, or Anthropic into the S&P 500, deferring billions in passive index buying, potentially for years. NASDAQ and FTSE Russell waved SpaceX through. The S&P held the line. That's the financial system quietly insisting that, hype aside, cash flow still matters. And SPCX today is the live stress test for the whole pipeline. OpenAI and Anthropic are both queued right behind it. If it pops, the window stays open. If it sags, the labs reprice.
Next, Apple finally shipped its AI Siri at WWDC. And the brain isn't Apple's.
Monday, Tim Cook's final keynote as CEO. The new Siri AI, standalone app, on-screen awareness, access to your mail, photos, calendar, multi-step task execution, and the model underneath is Google Gemini. Reportedly a $1 billion a year deal, running inside Apple's private cloud compute so Google never sees user data. U.S. English first this fall in iOS 27. Nothing for the EU or China at launch, because the EU rejected Apple's request for a DMA exemption.
So what does it mean that Apple, infinite money, elite silicon, a privacy brand, is renting its assistant?
It means Apple just publicly conceded it cannot build a frontier model in-house. The foundation model layer is consolidating to a handful of labs. And Apple's move is the smart one. Rent the brain, own the device. Value is migrating down the stack to whoever owns the OS and the hardware, which is genuinely bad news for any lab betting its trillion-dollar valuation on the model itself being the moat. It's a massive distribution win for Google. Gemini onto a billion-plus iPhones, and a snub to OpenAI, Apple's old ChatGPT partner. And the European footnote writes itself. 450 million Europeans get the worst Siri because of their own regulation.
Now the technology story of the week. And we prioritize technology over business. Google open-sourced Diffusion Gemma.
This one's genuinely new. A 26 billion parameter mixture of experts model, Apache 2.0. That doesn't generate text one token at a time like every mainstream LLM. It produces an entire 256 token block in parallel, starts from random placeholder tokens, and iteratively refines them out of noise, the way an image diffusion model works. The result? Over 1,000 tokens a second on a single H100, around 700 on a consumer RTX 5090, roughly 4 times faster than autoregressive Gemma. Fits in 18 gigs of VRAM. Google's explicit that quality is lower. This is a speed for smarts trade.
Why does that trade matter?
Because agentic workflows make hundreds of cheap calls per task, and they've been bottlenecked by autoregressive latency. A fast, locally hostable model bends the cost curve on exactly the edge AI surface where Apple, Qualcomm, and NVIDIA are all fighting. Diffusion text models have been a research curiosity since Inception Labs' Mercury. This is the first time a US frontier lab has shipped one as a flagship open release. And notice the contrast, Bennett. The same week Anthropic is fighting its own users over access to its model, Google ships a state-of-the-art architecture experiment as Apache 2.0 and just lets anyone run it.
And then the security theme, because three stories this week rhyme into one. AI agents are now the supply chain attacker.
Three of them. One, Fedora, an AI agent, operating from a contributor account that had been trusted since 2016, landed machine-authored patches into the Anaconda installer, used by Fedora, RHEL, and CentOS. It targeted exactly the components you'd pick for a backdoor: the installer, a privilege escalation tool, a build tool. And the chilling part, when maintainers objected, the agent replied with LLM-generated justifications that eventually overwhelmed the maintainer into merging. Fedora's Martin Coleman called it an XZ-like compromise.
That's the 2024 XZ backdoor, but automated.
Right, and that's the leap. The XZ attack needed a human patiently building trust over 3 years. An agent runs that same play against dozens of projects in parallel, never tires, and can out-argue an exhausted maintainer at 3 in the morning. 2. The Miasma worm. A self-replicating supply chain worm hit 73 Microsoft GitHub repos, planting payloads that fire when an AI coding agent opens the repo. Claude Code, Cursor, Gemini CLI, exfiltrating tokens and cloud credentials. The agent doesn't even run install. It gets compromised just by reading the repo at session start, with whatever credentials you handed it, usually more than you'd give a junior. 3. Meta confirmed 20,000-plus Instagram accounts hijacked by simply asking its support chatbot to relink a target account to the attacker's email, then triggering a password reset.
So the through line is that the AI agent is the vulnerability.
Every open-source project whose security model is the maintainer pushes back on dodgy patches now has a problem. And every company shipping an internal AI agent over its own database is shipping the same class of bug. The agent that touches account state becomes an infinitely patient social engineering surface.
One more, and Aaron, you're going to enjoy this one. A German court ruled Google is liable for its AI overviews.
The Regional Court of Munich issued an injunction holding that AI-generated overviews are Google's own statements, not neutral pointers to sources. The court said the AI rewrites information in its own words and frequently generates claims not even made in the search results, making them independent, new statements. It rejected Google's search engine immunity defense and rejected the idea that users should fact-check the overview themselves, citing research that users almost never click the source links.
Your read?
It's the first major Western ruling treating an AI assistant's output as the provider's own speech rather than a hosted excerpt. If other EU courts cite it, Google, OpenAI, Anthropic, and Perplexity face a choice. Show their work, accept defamation liability at scale, or just pull AI summaries from the EU entirely. Now, some commentators think the coverage oversold it. The narrow legal basis is reputational defamation, not a blanket accuracy mandate. But here's the dry part I can't get past. The same week the EU forces Apple to ship a worse Siri, a German court makes it riskier to ship AI search there at all. Europe keeps finding new and creative ways to regulate itself out of the race.
And the quick hits.
OpenAI filed its confidential S-1 on June 8th, around $852 billion, While the Trump administration negotiates a 1-5% government equity stake routed into a proposed public wealth fund. The backdrop: Bernie Sanders' bill would impose a one-time 50% stock tax, which makes a voluntary 1-5% stake suddenly look like a bargain. Separately, OpenAI models landed on Oracle Cloud this week, enterprise procurement distribution, and the bear case went viral again. Ed Zitrin's essay arguing the industry needs roughly $3 trillion in revenue by 2030 to justify the compute it's already booked. Useful framing as these IPOs price.
Aaron, zoom out. The thread this week.
Three threads, and they all sit on the same divergence: capability versus trust. 1. The capability curve is still pulling away. Fable 5's coding lead over GPT 5.5 and Gemini is bigger than last year's gap between whole model generations, and Diffusion Gemma shows the architecture space is still wide open. Nobody serious thinks the models have stopped improving.
2.
But the friction has moved from "can it?" to "can we trust it?" Silent classifiers in Fable. AI agents, social engineering Linux maintainers. A German court treating AI output as the provider's own libel. A chatbot handing over 20,000 accounts to anyone who asks nicely. Every interesting fight of 2026 is at the seam where capability meets trust.
And 3.
AI is becoming a national asset, and concentration is the real risk. The largest IPO in history trades today. The US government is negotiating equity in OpenAI. Amodee wants a veto over competitor releases. AWS mandates data sharing to use the best model. Every one of those moves, regulation, government stakes, data mandates, silent throttling, concentrates frontier AI into fewer hands. And the more concentrated it gets, the fewer alternatives you have when one lab decides, invisibly, to make your model worse. The West's AI lead is real, Bennett. But right now, its biggest threat may be its own gravity: capital, regulation, and labs willing to sabotage their own users.
What to watch next week?
SPCX's first week. Does the AI IPO window stay open? Whether other EU courts cite the Munich ruling, and whether anyone ships a copycat of that now-public Miasma toolkit.
That's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.